Blog Talk Radio.
Yes, you tune in to the Joy Doctor, where you're able to be inspired, restored, revived, and rejuvenated through laughter. Yes, through laughter, through everything that you need, because this is the Joy Doctor. Greetings. Welcome. Top of the morning to you. You've just tuned in to, yes, Joy Doctor. Yes, yes, yes. I am your host, the Joy Doctor. And remember, if you have joy within, you won't have to wear the pin. And so today I have a special guest with me is Mr. Motivator.
Hey, hello everybody. Mr. Motivator in the house. And I'm just excited to be here at the studio with the Joy Doctor. And Joy Doctor, thank you for inviting me out to be here with you tonight.
You're more than welcome. You're more than welcome. I'm glad he's able to come by the studio here. And for those of you that are listening, or would like to listen, you can call in 323-580-5712. Yes, that number again is 323-580-5712. And you know you can tune in to the Joy Doctor each and every Monday night from 8 p.m. to 9 p.m. Central Standard Time right here on Blog Talk Radio. But tonight, yes, tonight, we're talking about, is that your final answer? I know a lot of you have pondered that. I know a lot of you have thought about it. Is that your final answer? You know, I think about a story back when I was growing up, when my grandmama used to catch me doing something, and she would always say, "Son," I'd be like, "Yes, ma'am," because, you know, you didn't say, to grandma. You say, "Yes, ma'am," and "No, ma'am." Straight point and direct. And so she asked me when she catch me doing something, she said, "Son," I said, "Yes, ma'am." She said, "What you doing?" And at that very moment, I had a choice to lie or tell the truth.
Mm-hmm.
Either way, if I lied, there was consequences. If I told the truth, there was consequences. So therefore, tonight we're going to reflect on that by saying, is that your final answer? Now, Joy Doctor, do you have an event that you can share with us in line with that? Mr. Motivator, I'm sorry, I'm so used to, you know, doing it. Mr. Motivator, do you have anything you would like to say in that line right there?
I think you hit it right on the nail. You can lie or you can tell the truth.
That's right.
But the consequences of the lie are going to come back and hit you at some point in time. And it could be a lot worse than the consequences that you could arrive to from telling the truth. That's what I experienced as a kid.
Right. And see, that's what we have to teach our kids growing up. We have to teach them that no matter what, take responsibility for your action. Whatever you do, whatever goes on, take responsibility for your action. And when you take responsibility for your actions, a lot of times the situation don't always turn out like it should be or could be.
Yeah.
Sometimes they'll grant you a little slack, or you might not get beat across the head when you tell the truth. But boy, you get beat from head to tail if you lie about it. So tonight we want to talk about, are you satisfied with the choices you made? How many of you are satisfied with the choices you made? Don't everybody raise their hand. Yes, don't everybody raise their hand, because you know. Remember that little story I told you about my grandmama when she asked me that question?
Yes.
You know if you're satisfied with the choices you made or not. And only you know the truth. Now, people can ask you that question, and you can tell them yes, you can tell them no. And you can go into a little detail. But no matter what, only you know the answer. Am I right there, Mr. Motivator?
I agree with you 100%. In fact, my grandmother would always tell us, hey, watch what you do and what you say, because it could become a habit. And if you get a habit of lying, it's gonna be hard to break it. And then you're going to be in serious trouble on down the road.
That's right. Because, see, if you start doing something, it becomes a pattern, And when it becomes a pattern, it becomes a way of life. So a lot of times when people begin to do things, it becomes what we call, quote unquote, natural. And when it becomes natural to us, then we do it without thinking. We do it without even giving it a thought, because it's like our body and our mind and our senses tell us that it's automatic.
Yes.
Just like when the refrigerator drops down to a certain temperature, the ice maker kick in.
Yes.
You don't have to go over there and pull no lever like we used to do in the back of the day when we had to take a sledgehammer and bust a block of ice and split it open and put it in a plastic bag and shake it with everybody. You don't have to do that. The ice maker automatically kicks in when the refrigerator gets to a certain temperature.
Yes.
And I believe that's what happens with us when we, in our choices, because our mind is conditioned in such a fashion that when we come into different circumstances or come into different situations, our mind automatically goes into pre-program mode.
Mm-hmm.
And that brings back the things that we dealt with in our past, where we are in our present, and how we going to get to our future.
Yes.
Because all of these deal with choice. Am I right, Mr. Motivator?
You're right. I almost wanted to say amen. But it brings me back to my second grade teacher in school. She was firmly on us about making sure you get a good understanding. Make sure you understand what's being said before you go and say something, because it could become false or it could be something that's not the truth.
Okay.
And it could easily spread and turn into a rumor just because you didn't get the right understanding and you didn't know what it was that you heard. So it was 33 of us in the classroom.
Mm.
And she whispered something to the student, the first student on the front row. And she told that student to whisper it to another student.
Okay.
And so it was whispered on down to everyone until it got to the last person.
Okay.
And she asked the last person to say what it was that was whispered to him.
Mm.
And he said, the man got his head cut off.
Now, we laughing, but we not laughing because the man got his head cut off. We not condoning that, but we laughing because I know where Mr. Motivator is going. That's not what the teacher said.
The teacher said the man was cut off from the path he was trying to get to.
Mm.
But how it got to the man's head being cut off, somebody did not get the truth.
That's right.
They heard the wrong thing.
That's right. That's right. Or somebody left off something.
Yes.
That were very important. That was a very important part of that statement. So a lot of times we make choices out of, like Mr. Motivator said, the things that we think we hear are the things that have been passed down from generation to generation to generation. And we make those choices. Now, there's also a story that goes on with that about why we cut part of the ham off.
Mm-hmm.
And I believe that story was because Mama did it, Grandmama did it before that, and Great-Grandmama did it.
Yeah.
Well, somebody wanted to know the truth. So they went to Great-Grandmama and asked, Great-Grandmama, why do you cut the ham off, the butt of the ham off? Great-Grandmama said, baby, I cut the butt of the ham off because my pan wasn't big enough. So in other words, a lot of times things are passed down traditionally, and we don't really understand why, or we really don't understand it.
Yes.
But we continue to do it.
Yes.
Now if it's bringing us positive results, then I'm for it. I'm with it. But if it's bringing on negativity because Mama and them did it,
mm-hmm.
then we need to think about the choices that we make.
Mm-hmm.
You know. Now, I for one was born out of wedlock. That was a choice. It wasn't my choice, of course, you know, but it was my mom and my dad's choice. So therefore, I was born out of wedlock, because they had a plan or they had an idea. But their plan and idea didn't work because it was not the choice that my grandfather had for my mom. So when you start making choices or you get down to your final decisions, there are a lot of things that plays into that, that factors into that. Mm-hmm. And sometimes there are a lot of people that are affected by your decision.
Yes. It reminds me of the little boy that was in the class.
Mm-hmm.
And they asked him to do his speech. And when he got ready to do his speech, he kept making noises as he said his speech.
Hmm.
He was, and then he said, "And Tim," and the teacher asked him, "Oh, why are you straining and making those noises?"
Mm-hmm.
He said, "Well, that's what I heard the preacher doing when he was making the speech at church."
See, a lot of times our choices are based on learned behavior. A lot of times our choices, those things which are not transferred down through generations, they come about by learned behavior.
That's right.
So therefore, he learned that, and he thought that since it happened in the church, then he thought it should happen, he should do it in the classroom.
Yeah, and he asked the preacher, why did he make that noise? And the preacher said, he was choking on a piece of chicken.
Let me clear my throat.
Yeah.
So, like Mr. Motivator said earlier, a lot of times before we do something or before we make that final decision, we need to get an understanding of all the factors and all the elements that are taking place and that's going to take a part in that decision. Because if you had did it a different way, or if you had made the choice at a later time, then sometimes those choices that we make at a later time, after we had time to think about it, we tend to make better decision.
Yes.
So when we have time to weigh it out, do the pros and cons, you know, I'm not talking about professional football players and convicted felons. I'm talking about pros and cons. Well, you write it down on a piece of paper,
yes,
saying, "This is this good for me?"
Mm-hmm.
And name out all the reasons why this choice is good. Or is this a bad choice? And write down all the bad choices that you think that this choice would, the results that this choice would have. And then you balance it out. You
yes.
look at if there's a lot of pros on there and a few cons, or there's a lot of cons and a few pros.
Yes.
And then that will help you in making your decision. Now, you don't have to go through life doing that with everything,
mm-hmm.
but after a period of time, you'll be to a point where you will know just by looking and rationalizing and reasoning the situation out in your mind.
Yes.
Now, Mr. Motivator, if you was given the opportunity, would you change some of these decisions that you make?
I probably would.
Okay.
Thinking about my friend Cedric in grade school.
Okay.
He asked the girl out. Asked the girl for a dance.
Mm.
And Cedric and I had been eating some tuna fish sandwiches.
Oh.
Okay. Now, had Cedric thought about the fact that he'd eaten a tuna fish sandwich and asked for a Tic Tac, he might could have gotten that date.
That's right. That's right. And he could have been happily married that day after.
Yes. But he didn't get that Tic Tac. And the tuna killed all his opportunities.
I wonder if I saw a girl now, would she have any eyebrows or would she have a receding hairline? She probably, that breast really crossed to her.
That's right.
So when he went and they, I bet that just blowed all up in her face.
Yes. And I think Cedric learned a valuable lesson.
Mm-hmm.
Think and make sure you make the right choice.
Right.
Because if you don't think, you could make a choice, but it could be a bad choice for you.
That's right. That's right. And see, in that instance, then if he had took the time out to examine himself.
There you go.
If he had took the time out to examine himself, then he would have known or he would remember that he had ate that tuna fish sandwich, and then he would have had a tic-tac.
Yes.
And now they could have had two kids, a brick house, and a Cadillac. You hear me?
There you go.
But however, in choices, a lot of times we can't blame other people for the decisions that we make. We have to stand in the mirror and examine ourselves.
Yes.
So if we stand in the mirror and examine ourselves, then we can see where, okay, I didn't pass the test because I didn't study hard enough. I didn't get the job because I didn't research the company.
Yes.
I wasn't able to become all, wasn't all that I wanted to be because I didn't apply myself.
Yes.
It's not that the people didn't want you, but what was it to want if you was not prepared?
Yeah. I know that's a great illustration that you used, Joy Doctor, and I just love where you bring these points out. And it made me flash back to another story.
Mm-hmm.
I thought about Deacon Salisbury.
Okay.
We had a fish washing ceremony at church.
Mm-hmm.
And the pastor had everyone to take their shoes off and their socks.
Mm.
And they brought pans around so he could wash everybody's feet.
Okay.
Okay. Well, Deacon Salisbury, his wife told him to change socks, but he didn't listen to his wife. He wore the same socks that he had on the night before.
Mm.
So when he took his socks and shoes off, people started coughing and everybody was running out of the church.
Mm.
Deacon Salisbury's feet were cutting up really bad.
He needed a foot wash.
So he needed a foot wash. But he made the wrong choice.
There you go.
He should have done it at home.
That's right. And see, in situations like that,
yeah,
it pays to do our homework.
Yeah.
Now, this applies to if we're in school, going to college, in life in general, or as a whole. It pays to do our homework because by doing my homework, then that will allow me to get a good car instead of a lemon.
Yeah.
That'll allow me to get a house without problems instead of a house with a foundation problem.
Yes.
By doing simple homework, by taking the time out to invest into me or invest into yourself,
yes,
then you'll have a greater outcome and a more of a positive look on life,
mm-hmm,
than a negative.
I agree.
So in choices to erase that negativity, we have to start with ourselves.
Yes.
And we have to be willing to do that extra mile and go that extra course and not depend on somebody else to do it for us.
You're right. I thought about the young man who was buying a car.
Mm-hmm.
And the salesman did such a great job and told him he was giving him a good deal on the car. I said, hey, I'm going to knock down the price because we got these MP tires that you're going to get, and we're just going to knock the price down and give you a good deal. The young man drove down the road, and he drove maybe a mile, and he had a flat, two flats. He went back to the dealer and wanted to know, hey, why didn't you tell me that there was something wrong with these tires? He said, sir, I told you I was giving you a special deal because I was giving you MP tires. May pop at any time. It's
consequences.
Because of bad choice.
There you go. So now he's sitting on the side of the road,
yes,
mad,
mm-hmm,
done spent all this money.
Yes.
And may not have enough money to get two more tires. So by the choice that he made, by not asking the salesman what did he mean by MP tires,
yes,
he was just excited to have something.
Yes.
And so a lot of times this is what happens at dealerships. A lot of times we be so excited that we're going to get a car or that we're going to get another car,
yes,
that we don't go into all the details to mm-hmm. find out the things that we need.
Mm-hmm.
So when the engine, service engine light comes, we mad at the dealership.
Yes.
Because they didn't tell us that they didn't do all the checks and balances that they were supposed to do.
Yes.
But now we can't take it back to the dealership and expect them to fix it because we bought it as is.
Yes.
So in other words, by the choice that we make, we allow somebody else to dump their problems into our lap.
Yes.
And when they dump their problems into our lap, now we have to deal with them. But if we had made a better choice, then we would have the power to say, I have a 2-year warranty. I have an extended warranty. So therefore, I have the power to command or ask or bring some legal power in with me and have you to fix this situation.
Yeah.
But because I was so excited and I was so caught up in the moment, I forgot the detail.
Yes. We always should examine the details. It's kind of like the woman who was upset because when she walked down the street, she was losing hair.
Mm.
And she's wondering, what's the reason? I don't understand why I'm losing my hair.
Mm-hmm.
But she found out the weave that she bought came from an unstable horse.
Mm. It was dysfunctional.
It was dysfunctional.
it was moving his hair.
Joe Doc, you have to move up. You're a comedian, and you can't invite another comedian to the show.
But that's all right, Joe. That's all right. Because the thing is, we have to. Life is fun.
Yes.
Life is exciting. But the choices that we make in life makes it not fun or not exciting.
Yes.
Now, I'm sure that was not fun nor exciting for her to be losing her hair as she went down the street.
Yes.
However, if she turned around, it'll tell her where she'd be.
You're right. Because I think on the package, it had hair not human.
Mm. So, therefore, if she had a red defined print, she would have known. And see, that's a lot of things too that's tied up in those details.
Yes.
If you don't understand the terminology or you don't understand the complete package, get you someone that's qualified to explain these things to you.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I know by law that when you buy a car, you have about 3 days to determine if you want to make the deal or not.
Mm-hmm.
So within that time frame, go to another dealership. Ask them, okay, what does this mean? What does that mean? Or ask them if you can have time to think about it.
Yes.
Leave that car where it is. Mm-hmm. Get in your car. Go to a reputable place and ask them another reputable place, because I'm sure you're buying a car from a reputable place. Go to another reputable place and ask them, okay, if I was to buy a car from you and it said this, what would that mean?
Mm-hmm.
And don't talk to the salesman.
Yes.
Talk to the person that's in finance.
There you go.
Talk to the person that's in the repair part.
Yes.
Talk to the lady that's on customer service.
Yes.
Talk to the people that you in the departments that you're going to have to deal with.
There you go.
You know?
So you can make a logical a decision.
Yes.
A decision that's going to be proved to be worthwhile for you and your family.
That's right. Because when you make a decision, you don't want to look back on that decision and regret it. You want to look back on that decision and say, I made the right choice.
Yeah.
But even if I didn't make the right choice,
mm-hmm.
it'll turn for my good. Because now, the next time, I know to do this, 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 and this.
Yes.
You know, I know not to go by what the salesman say.
Mm-hmm.
I know to read the fine print. I know to check it out for myself.
Mm-hmm.
I know that if he says anything about MP tires, I know to make sure it, they may not pop any time. You know
yes.
what I mean?
Yes.
I need to have a spare in the back, you know? And so these are the type of things that we have to ask and to make sure.
You're right. It's good to have a good understanding so you can make a clear, precise decision.
Yes. And when you make a clear, precise decision, then there are no regrets.
Yeah.
There are no regrets. Even if that decision happens to be somewhat of a mistake,
mm-hmm.
it's a learning opportunity.
You're right. How many times have you been told, especially when you were young, and you borrowed a relative's car,
mm-hmm.
and they said, hey, Thomas, we want you to go to the store and get those apples and get the lettuce and come straight back to the house.
That's right.
Okay, you got your friend in there. Say, hey, man, why don't we just go and cruise? You this car is nice. It's bad.
Mm-hmm.
Let's just low ride and cruise through the projects, and then we'll come on back to the house. You go to the project, some guy the driveway, and family backs into the car. Okay. You made the decision. You listened to your friend.
That's right.
To go for the little joyride.
Mm-hmm.
Had you done what you said you were going to do, gotten the apples and the lettuce, and went straight home, you may would have avoided that trouble. But
yes.
your decision, you made a wrong decision.
That's right. And we also have to, in that instance, have to listen to the people that influencing our decision.
Mm.
Because that's a major impact, too. Because why would I listen to somebody that's riding with me,
yes.
knowing that I borrowed the car, knowing that they ride in a borrowed car, and knowing that if anything happened, I can't drive, and they ain't going to have nowhere to ride. So why would I listen to somebody?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
now,
right.
That person should be thinking logically.
Yeah.
I need to tell him to get on back because if anything happens, he ain't going to be able to drive this nice ride, and I'm not even going to be able to be a passenger.
That's right.
On the nice side, yeah. on the side of the nice ride.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but when we have people that are influencing us,
we can make the wrong choices and just in a split second.
Yes. Because we think or we don't think. We just allow them to say it, and then we react on it.
Mm-hmm.
They say it, and we do it.
Mm-hmm.
We don't put in no any logical explanations.
That's right. We look for no reasons.
We look for no reasons. We don't have no understanding. I guess we think we like Nike. We just do it.
Yes.
But see, we can't do like Nike because we don't have the thing that Michael had in order to get Nike to just do it.
That's right.
But our goal is to get to that point.
Yes.
Where we can be like Michael.
Yes.
And all we got to do is just say, just do it.
Just do it. It's like this show. You know, you're an inspiration to me, Joy Doctor. I love your show because the analogies, the stories that I are so rich. And I often thought about when I was younger.
Mm-hmm.
My grandmother used to tell me all the time, boy, sit down, stop telling stories.
Mm.
And I look back now, I'm so happy that she got on to me about telling stories because
right.
I had no idea that those stories would be earning me money.
There you go.
So if you tell stories
mm-hmm.
to enlighten people.
Right.
Tell stories for a reason.
Right.
Don't just tell stories to get yourself in trouble.
That's correct.
Tell stories that will inspire people.
That's right.
And so everything, if you think about it and make the right decision, it plays out.
That's right. And see, that's what we have to do. We have to tell stories. We have to tell stories to enlighten people and to help them.
Yeah.
Because in doing so, it helps us.
Yeah.
You know, it helps us. So I'm just glad today that you were able to stop by the studio, and I hope that our listeners understand that before you make that final answer,
yeah,
or before you put your John Hancock on the dotted line, that we need to check out all the details and find out why we're doing it. Find out what the reason is behind it and how it's going to benefit.
Amen. You are right. Also, Jordan, I forgot to ask, how's Pee Wee doing?
Oh, Pee Wee's doing fine. I counseled Pee Wee on last week.
Yeah.
Me and Pee Wee supposed to be getting together next week. And so, therefore, he's made some right choices. You know, Pee Wee, he's trying to do the transition from going from the butcher shop to owning his own business.
Wow. That Pee Wee is awesome.
Yes. And so once he does that, then that's going to put him in another bracket all by himself.
Wow.
Because you know the fact that him and his uncle are totally different. Uncle George and Uncle Bubba?
Yeah.
They ain't nothing alike.
Yeah, Pee-wee is my favorite. But now, one thing I like about Uncle Bubba, he knows how to get things going.
Yes, he does. Yes, he does. Yes, he does. And we're going to have to invite them on the show here. So next time when you come in, you'll be able to meet Pee-wee and Uncle Bubba and Uncle George.
Uncle George is cool. I know he's good. Listen, anybody can fix the barbecue like Uncle George. It's just mouth-watering.
That's right. That's right. And all of these three people, they've had some choices they had to make. And starting next week and week after that, here to come, we'll see and hear the choices that they made that has changed their life. You'll be surprised.
Yeah.
You'll be surprised.
Yeah.
But we want to thank you today for tuning in to the Joy Doctor Show and my special guest, Mr. Motivator. We want to thank you for tuning in.
My pleasure.
And tune in next week from 8 p.m. to 9 p.m. Central Standard Time on Blog Talk Radio. You can call in at 323-580-5712. And remember that if you have joy within, you won't have to wear the pin. You've been listening to the Joy Doctor right here on Blog Talk Radio. And we thank you. And remember, Mr. Motivator has a book.
Yes. Success is an attitude.
That's right. And if your attitude is great, you'll be successful.
And you can get my book at traffic.com, or you can also check out my book on Amazon.com or at BarnesandNobles.com.
Yes, and we'll be happy to do that. I want all the listeners to check that out, and that will be coming up on the blog here real soon. And you can also go to Mr. Motivator's blog.
It's DwightJeffrey.blogspot.com. DwightJeffrey.blogspot.com.
Yes. And until this time next week, remember, joy from within, and you won't have to wear VPN. Thank you, Mr. Motivator.
Thank you. It's been a pleasure. And looking forward to being on your show again.
Yes, sir. Thank you.